Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Well, hello, hello. It's Charmaine Hammond with Positive Radio. I hope you're having a great summer wherever you're listening from. It is hot, hot, hot today. It is 33 degrees Celsius at 5 o'clock in the evening. We're living on an island temporarily. We just moved from our home in Alberta, and we move into Vancouver, Canada, in British Columbia in October. But until then, we're living on an island in British Columbia. Fetus Island is the name of the island. It's a little island. It's absolutely gorgeous. And we're having so much fun living on an island. I think there's about 300 people here. You get here by a ferry. So we have had lots and lots of firsts for Toby. First time on a ferry ride, first time living on an island. Actually, for him, it was his first time being on an island. And it's been a great learning experience. I want to share a couple of learnings we had, and then actually want to talk about two products that we've been trying here that we are really, really thrilled about. And the timing for testing these products couldn't have come at a better time. Right now, there is a ton of mosquitoes where we're staying. I don't know if they just waited for our arrival, but let me tell you, there are lots of them. And in fact, Toby hasn't had a lot of exposure to mosquitoes, and they are out there from the minute we wake up until the minute we go to bed. And so we've been trying to find products, of course, that we can try with Toby. And we love a product by Earth Heart, and it's called Outdoor Care. And I was introduced to the producer of this product through the Women in Pet Network group that I've talked about on the show before. I love this product, Outdoor Care, because it's got insect repellent that is all natural. These mosquitoes want nothing to do with him. I'm going to start wearing it. But I love this product because it's all natural. It smells great. It's safe for our dog. It doesn't change the texture or oil in his hair, and it's just working so well. Mosquitoes are not coming near him. So thank you, Earth Heart, for Outdoor Care. We're loving it. And we've also got the chance to try the Travelcom product that they create as well. This stuff has just got a beautiful smell, very earthy and natural smell, and here I am sniffing it right now because it could be room deodorizer. It smells so great. And what I love about this product, it has a calming effect. And Toby travels really, really well, so he doesn't have any anxiety when he travels. But one of the things I did notice is that when we go into different hotel rooms, of course, there's lots of smells, cleaning supplies, pets that have been in the room before, that the hotel has food smells. So there's a lot of odors in the room that aren't necessarily unpleasant, but a dog really picks up on them. We notice that by watching Toby's nonverbal behavior. What we've been doing is when we go into the room, we actually just have a few sprays of the Travelcom. And I don't know if it's because it's a familiar smell now for Toby, and it also changes the smell of the room for him. But we're noticing that he settles in, and it just kind of creates a stronger comfort right off the bat for him. So two great products that we've tried. We're going to be continuing to test these on our Paws Across Canada tour. We started testing these when we were in Alberta in June, but the mosquitoes weren't out. So I'm glad that we had a chance to test Outdoor Care. Really love the product. And I'm going to be blogging about it as well. Of course, we always want to hear from you what products you're using with your pets. And not only what you're using, but why you love them. What makes a good product in your mind for your pet? Of course, for us, we're always looking for products that are natural, where they don't harm the environment, they don't harm our pet. And, of course, if they're easy to use. The other product we had a lot of fun with a couple of weeks ago was the Outward Hound life jacket. That's right. We have a life jacket for our dog. We wear life jackets on the boat, so we want our dog to have exactly the same safety safety products so that he's as safe as we are. And the Outward Hound, what I love about that life jacket is it's got a lift, a handle, that if your dog were to fall overboard or if he went swimming, for example, some people let anchor the sailboat or the little power boat, and then they all go swimming as a family. It's easy to get your dog back into the boat because of this big handle. The other thing I love is the color. Of course, it's bright orange, so you can really see it. So we had a chance to take Toby on the boat for the first time, and that was quite an experience. He loved the wind in his face and, of course, all the birds to bark at. What we noticed was that the first, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes, he was a little, not anxious, but a little uncertain. New noises, new environments, new smells. Once he saw that we were all having fun, he was fine. One of the things that we found with boating with our pet that was really important is you've got to carry a lot of water with you. We brought a huge jug of water for Toby and for us as humans, and then, of course, a cooler that was just full of ice so that we could keep the water cold. But when you're on the water, we need a lot of hydration. And pop and other, coffee and tea and those kind of things don't quench your thirst like good old water. So travel with lots of water. We also made sure we had some snacks in case anything happened. So we had some food and snacks for Toby and, of course, for the humans. And we didn't bring his toys with us on the boat. We didn't want to have that kind of distraction or a toy flying overboard and him chasing. So we chose not to bring any toys with him. We did bring his leash and his harness because there was a couple of times when we were able to actually pull the boat over to a little island and go for a walk. And we wanted to make sure we had what we needed for him and, of course, the poop bag. So it was a great learning on even going boating for a couple of hours. What do we need to do to be prepared? What do we need to bring? And, of course, I always bring a camera because this dog gives me just amazing, amazing photo opportunities. So that was a couple of fun things we did living on an island. I think the best part for Toby is the abundance of blackberries. Now, if you've never seen a blackberry bush, they have tons of thorns, almost like roses. And in many cases, they're really difficult to get out. That's why all the best berries are in the middle of the bush, that you need a ladder and some kind of a cane to pull the bushes towards you to get the berries off. But Toby has taken a real liking to the blackberries, and we have a bush on the property where he's staying, and we've seen him sneaking some blackberries. So it's interesting what we're learning Toby likes. I guess he really is a health nut. Now, a couple of other things we've learned about living on a ferry and how we can translate this into our real life. To get off the island, you have to take a ferry. So time management has taken on a whole different approach for us right now. We kind of live by the ferry schedule, so to speak, not on a day-to-day basis, but when we are going to be traveling off island, we've got to really plan for what ferry we're taking, what ferry we're taking back, and how to fit everything in between. Now, what I love about the ferries is when we've been going for a short time is pets are welcome. BC Ferries is great. In fact, the bigger ferries have a little area where you can take your dog, a walking area, a sitting area, a playing area. And on the smaller ferries, like the one that we're on, you can bring your pets. They can get out of the vehicle with you on leash and walk around, which was great for us because it was a rather warm day and we didn't want to sit in the vehicle for 20 minutes. Even with the windows open and a great breeze. So we got to take Toby for a walk around the ferry and, of course, met amazing people because animals connect people. Those are a few of our highlights of living on an island. I think Toby's favorite part of living on an island is the constant swimming. He is just a water dog through and through. But it's ocean swimming. He's used to lake swimming. So he is just getting a real treat being able to run into the ocean and just swim till his heart's content. The other piece, though, we've been really cautious about making sure he doesn't ingest a lot of salt water. He learned pretty quick that it's not water that you drink. It was one little gulp, and then that was the end of that for him. He chose not to drink it anymore. But even though when we're throwing his toy in the water for him to fetch, we're conscious of how much water he's bringing in, that salt water. So we really hydrate him. We clean him off when we get home, and we just totally are loving living near the water again. So how can we translate these learnings about time management into our real life? Well, you know, in real life, in our work world, time is important to us. Time management is important. So we've got to be able to find a way to use our time in the wisest way possible. And that's what I found living on the island, is that I'm really appreciating the downtime. And we need that in our life. We need to take time away from work and priorities to sometimes do nothing. And I find in society, a lot of times we feel like we have to be doing something all the time. And in fact, a lot of corporations that I speak at as a professional speaker, their staff will say things like, you know, being busy and productive is important. That's a sign of success. And then you'll also have people who will pipe up and say something like, and being healthy and rested is also a sign of success. So living on this island and a little slower of a pace and having to manage my time differently has been very helpful in reminding me about work-life harmony. I've chosen not to use the word balance, work-life balance, because I don't know that I'm able to balance everything I have on the go. I think of balance like a scale, so it never seems to be even on both sides. But what I do appreciate is work-life harmony. Did I fit in during the day my priorities for work and family, relationships, friendships, responsibilities I have in my business and in my home? And at the end of the day when I go to bed, can I look myself in the mirror and say, nothing was compromised. Everything was in harmony today. Because really, life is about a bit of give and take. Sometimes we spend more time at work, and then we have to manage how we're going to make that up in our family life the next day. And that's about harmony. So work-life harmony is the approach I'm taking to our work and personal life. What are you doing to give yourself some work-life harmony? What lessons have you learned from your pets? Our dog, Toby, is a great teacher on work-life harmony because he really is about play, rest, do some work with us, play, rest, do some work. And he really has this harmony going on between all the different parts of his life. And granted, his life is simpler than ours, but I learned that maybe we can make ours a little more simple as well and make sure we have time to do everything that's important to us. One last thing, we have a very cool pet-friendly adventure travel questionnaire that we've been doing. We've been going out asking people, what do you value about pet-friendly travel? Where do you find places to go, places to stay, play, eat on your holidays, where you can bring your pet, your cat, your dog, your bird, whatever your pet is? How do you find these venues? How do you find adventures that you can do as a family with your pet? And what are the places that you love to visit with your pet? These are some of the things we're researching. We're going to have a report ready in September, and we'll share that out. We're going to talk about it on the show and be sharing with you some of the places that people have loved to go and visit. One of the things that we love doing with our dog is activities that we enjoy. So, for example, we like to canoe. We love to be on the water, love to sail. So this summer, Toby is going to be learning how to sail and how to be in a canoe. I think he's going to master it because he did so great on the docks. He did wonderfully on the powerboat. And I think I kind of get the sense what's important to him is being with the people he loves, his human family, and doing things that are fun. That's kind of what I get from this dog. So we're going to try out some new pet-friendly, but we really want to hear your input. And you can find the questionnaire through our website, but you can go to surveymonkey.com, and the code for our questionnaire is 9Q2FKJF. You can find that on our Facebook page, The Original Team Toby. You can see our posts on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at Team Toby and the number 2, and we'd love to hear your comments. Until next time, let's be kind to one another. Thanks for joining us.